Friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim in the beautiful Sefer Shari Yosher of Agon Rav Shimon Zecher Tzadik Livracha. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Daron Ben Yael, for Nesia Tamar Baseli Shevetova, Rabbi Alexander Yisrael Ben Chava Marta. They shall have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol maseidem, Rav Mordechai Ben Sara, and Shimon Ben Yehudis, Mordechai Eliyahu Ben Yosef Halevi. And we'd like to talk a little bit about Tanai. Now, in Reb Shimon's world, something like a kinyan is a real thing. As Reb Bloch talks about, and the Maharal and others, this notion that it's not just a halachic idea when you make a kinyan, or let's say an isser, that an isser isn't just usser, but it's poison. It's a metzias. So not everybody necessarily takes that approach, but assuming that it is a mitzvah, assuming that a mitzvah is a mitzvah, and that a mitzvah that you do that makes a halach chalos is a mitzvah, then how does Tanai work? Like, for example, say a guy wants to jump into a swimming pool, and he makes a Tanai. He says that if I give you $50, there's going to be water in the pool. And if I don't give you $50, then there's going to be no water in the pool and I'm going to jump into a pool without water. He's going to jump feet down. I'll be okay. But the guy wants to go swimming, so he's going to give him the $50, right? So can you make such a Tanai? No. Because if there's water in the pool, there's water. If there's not water, there's not water. But how can you say, if there's water in the pool, that if I don't give you the $50, there's no water in the pool? How can you go up to a woman and say that, Harei Mekudeshesli, if you give me 200 zuz? He does a Maisa Kedushin. And if it's a real Metzias, then what is the Tanai going to make a difference? Once you did a Maisa, you did a Maisa. How can a Tanai change things? There's water in the pool. And then afterwards, he doesn't give the $50. That's going to make there going to be no water in the pool. Come on. So the answer is, says Reb Shimon, that Tanai is a chiddush of the Torah. And therefore you have all these different conditions for Tanai. All these different rules for Tanai. Etzem ha-rayon she-tanai hu chiddush shel Torah, as is brought in the beautiful Sefer Chashiva Mishpatit Bishivot Lita, is already mentioned in Tosis and Ksubis, very, very, very famous Tosis discussed by countless Svarim. Im danisha mishitato shel Rabbi Meir, shehu sover she'ein adam matne al ma shekatuv batorah, velachen hamekadesh ta isha al menat she'ein la she'er ksut ve'ona'a. So you have a guy, he's Makadesh, a girl, a woman, Amanas, that she has no tainas for She'er, for Ksus, for Ona. He doesn't have to support her, he doesn't have to clothe her, he doesn't have to have sexual relations with her. He just wants to be married to her. She's going to make him dinner, she's going to do his laundry, and he has no obligations. He's a businessman. He's too busy for these things, for these husband-wife things. He also doesn't have to support her. So can you make such a Tanai or can you not make such a Tanai? Reb Meir says, Ein ada masna mashkasev b'torah. And therefore, if he marries a woman, amenas she'en l'asher ksus ve'ona, then the kedushin is a good kedushin. And the Tanai is batal, because you can't make a Tanai al mashkasev b'torah. You can't make a Tanai condition to be mevatel what's written in the Torah. So therefore his Tanai is ois Tanai, it's hot air. And the Kedushin is a good Kedushin. Sho'alim Tosvot, Madua Kedushin Kayamim, Hare HaMekadesh Omer Beferush, Shima Kedushim Yichayvu Oto, B'Shir Ksut Ve'ona, Hu Eino Mu'unyan Behem. He says, Beferush, he doesn't want it if it's going to be Shir Ksut Ve'ona. So how can you force the Shir Ksut Ve'ona on him and tell him that there's a Kedushin? He said he doesn't want there to be Kedushin. So say the Kedushin is batal. הרי זו מקודשת ותנאו בטל, אומרים תוספות, על כוכך בדקפלי לתנאי עירי. Definitely talking about where he makes a tanai kofo, which you have to make in order to be a valid tanai. D'amar la, im ein lach alai shir ksut ve'ona re'et mekudeshet, v'im lav, al ti mekudeshet. He says, if you have shir ksus and ona on me, then you're not mekudesh. If you don't have shir ksus and ona on me, you're mekudeshes. And if not, if you do think you have shir ksus and ona on me, you're not mekudeshes. ותמה, אם כן, המה היא מקודשת? הרי התנה בפירוש שאם יהלה עליו שיר כסות ועונה, שאינה מקודשת. So why is she מקודשת? He made a תנאי בפירוש that if יהלה, that if he's obligated in שיר כסות ועונה, he doesn't want to be מקודשת, so how can you force it on him? שאלה חזקה מאוד. ואומרי, די אליו די אלפינן, שאם לא שלמדנו, מתנאי בני גד ובני רובן, הווה מינה, דשום תנאי אינו מבטל את המעשה, ואפילו אם לא יתקיים בסוף, המעשה קיים, והשתדי אלפינן מהתם, דמהני, תנאי לבטל המעשה, אמרינה דווקא כשאינו מתנה על מה שכתוב בתורה, דומיה דבני גד ובני רובן, שלא התנו על מה שכתוב בתורה. עד כאן מדברי התוספות. What is Tosfos answer? That if not for the fact that we learned the Yisod of Tanai from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, I would have said that no Tanai is Mevatel HaMaisa, that a Tanai is Doch HaGornished. And even if the Tanai is not Miskayim, the Maisa is Kayim, what power does a Tanai have? If not for the Chiddush of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven from where we learned Tanai. But now that we learn from there that Tanai is effective to be Mevatel HaMaisa, we say Zemugbal, it's limited. Only when you're not masna mashikas of b'torah, like the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, that they weren't masna mashikas of b'torah. So in other words, in order for your tanai to be a valid tanai, it has to follow the model of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. So Tosfos says that it's a chiddush of the Torah, and therefore it has to fit the model of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Otherwise, ois tanai. אומר על זה רב שמעון, דעיקר תנאי, זה מופיע בשער יושר, בשער זין, בפרק ח', בעמוד ר' ח' ו', and he, unlike Tosfos, puts in there the שיקול נטורליסטי, this naturalist idea of halacha being a metzias, as we're going to see now. Ani mitzatet et leshono. Diikar din tnai hu chidush shechidsha Torah. Di misvara lo haya shum tnai mo'il levatel et ha'maaseh. The ikar din tnai is a chidush of the Torah. Because al pi svara, no tnai should be effective to be mevatel l'maaseh. Dizeh shono tosfot biktubot, that's the Tosfos we just brought. ואומר, רידי ולדי אפילו מתנאי בני גד ובני רובן, הווה אמינא דשום תנאי אינו מבטל את המעשה. ואפילו אם לא יתקיים בסוף, המעשה קיים. עד כאן לשנו הצריך לנו. וביור דברי אמו, עכשיו רב שמעון נכנס לבאר דברי התוספות. ובכל הקניינים, מה שאדם עושה המעשה, העניין הוא שעל ידי הרצון והכוונה, נתחדש בזו המעשה, כוח זה, שעל ידי זה יחול הדין. ומצד האדם המקנה, אין צריך יותר מזה. Whenever you have a kinyan, when a person does a maisa, through the ratzon and the kavana, this maisa has the koach to be meichil this din. And that's all you need. It's a song, all you need is love. That's for love. But here all you need is to do the maisa kinyan, and that's it. Sorry, the Beatles should stay out of my Reb Shimon shiurim. All right, Beatles out. I used to live across the street from John Lennon, but our neighborshaft, our neighborly relationship was unfortunately cut down brutally. Umishuma achi ilav di alfin and mitnai bnei gad ubnei reuven lo haya mahani shum tnai levatel et ha'maaseh. And because of this, if we wouldn't learn from the tnai bnei gad and bnei reuven, no tnai would be effective to be mevatel lemaisa. The kamod lo shayach tnai al pulat yadayim, lachbor bor al tnai v'chadome. Kamod kein lo shayach tnai al gerushin v'kidushin v'chadome. Can you make a tnai that you're digging a pit? You make a tnai that if such and such happens, then the pit is dug, and if not, not ma piton. If you dig the pit, you dig the pit. It's a mitzias. Person who spends all day digging pits, so his life is pits, maybe, but I've never actually been to Pittsburgh. And I'm sure life there is in the pits. Many people live there, they're very happy. God bless Pittsburgh, God bless the people, the holy Yidden who live in Pittsburgh. You should have happy lives. Kevan tnai de'eno chisaron be'ikar ma'aseh ha'gerushin. De'al kol panim me'achshav nitchadesh be'ma'aseh zo, shehu oseh koach gerushin. This tnai is not a chisaron in the ikar ma'aseh. You hear the Reb Shimon is saying? A tanai doesn't make a chisar and a meikar mice. The mice is kayim without the tanai. What does a tanai do? Dal kol panim me'achshav nitchadesh ma'aseh zu she'oseh koach gerushin. So you have this mice, and this mice has a koach gerushin. Ve'echav shar shal yedei shelo tekayim et tanai labasof lo marigla imyot la mafresh shelo haya koach gerushin ma'aseh ha'gerushin. How can you possibly say that if the tanai isn't fulfilled, the negroi milsalam afreya, it's revealed retroactively that there was no koach gerushin in the maisa gerushin. He did the maisa gerushin. The tanai isn't part of the maisa. If you could only see my hand movements, it would be a lot more effective. Vim nomar lehefech she'achshav adayin lo nitchadesh b'maaseh koach gerushin. Ech nomar shim tekeim et tanai gilalim et afreya she'ya b'maaseh gerushin koach gerushin. And let's say you say fakert, that this ma'isa doesn't have koach gerushin. So how does the tnai give it a koach gerushin? if the ma'isa has koach independently, ma tnai moridu ma'ale. And if the ma'isa doesn't have koach, how does the tnai give it koach? Ubal kochenu aleinu lomar shemechamat tnai ein matne rotze shiigra achshav koach ma'ase klum. Dem ken lo yamasav klum va'afim yikuyam tnai lo shrotze b'kach. שאף שעשה מעשה מועיל, להועיל בהחלט, בלי שם גירעון וחיסרון כלל, מקום רוצה שאם לא יקוים התנאי שיתבטל, תחליט העניין. אומר רב שמעון, המייסה הוא שלם. You're doing a shalem מייסה. Tonight isn't going to stare that. Isn't going to impede that. But you're saying that even though I'm doing my maisa, if the tanai is not fulfilled, I want the maisa to be batel, even though it's a maisa shalom. V'inyan ze ein bekoach adam la'asot. Man has no power to do this. Ilav de gilta Torah inyan ze b'tanai b'nei gad u'b'nei ruvein. If not for the gilui of the Torah. Torah is doch megale. Mikoach b'nei Gad u'b'nei Ruvein, that a person has this capacity to make a tanai. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. Without the Chiddush HaTorah, a tanai is nothing. This mahalach is also brought kim'at l'lo evdel, as Dr. Vosner points out, in the shiurim of Agon Reb Chaim Alevi Soloveitchik, which were published miksav yodel shel Reb Chaim mishnat tof reish mem aleph, when he started serving as Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin. So he doesn't say the naturalistic angle that Reb Shimon takes, that it's a metzias, that the mice that he does is a metzias. So how can a tanai change it? He just explains that begerushin al asat kol maaseh agerushin bofen mushlam, and therefore there's a chiddush that gerushin is going to be talui in the fulfillment of the tanai that has no essential connection to the actual gerushin. Remember, Reb Shimon said, "How can you be demashaya kamod dekamod lo shiach tanai al pulat yadayim lachpor bor al tanai?" It's naturalistic. It's a mitzias. You can't make a tanai. Chaim doesn't go that far. You know, they say that in Brisk, they didn't always hold of tails. Okay, We love brisk, we love tells. Whatever mahalach and learning you have is great, as long as you're learning. If you're not learning, we love you too. But it's better to learn. Ubahachi mit yashevet omer Reb Chaim, kushat atosot biktubot, shikshu lemaitzach mishpatei atanaim, v'rei me'achar shetna ken, הרי חזין עדיין לא רוצה לעשות המעשה אלא בקיום התנאי, וכי נחוף אדם שיעשה המעשה שלא כרצונו. It brings the kash of Tosfos. How do we force somebody to make a maisa if he's not interested in it? We made a tnai. How does Rebbe Meir say it's bottle? It's no bottle, v'kiddush of kiddushin. So he says, דבאמת אם יאמר שאינו רוצה לעשות המעשה כלל שיתקיים התנאי, לא נחופנו לעשות שלא כרצונו, אבל אחרי המעשה עושה לגמרי. אלא דתולה התנאי, שיהיה התנאי גומר את המעשה. ודבר זה לא מצינו בשום מקום שיוכל לתלות גמר מעשה בדבר אחר שאינו שייך למעשה זו, כמו שתולה גט בנתינת 200 זוז, ואינו אומר שאינו רוצה לגרשה אלא בזה האופן, אלא מגרשיו רוצה שנתינת 200 זוז יהיו גומרים מעשה הגירושים, והרי 200 זוז לא שייך לכלל לגירושיו. אלא דבר זה הוא מגזירת הכתוב, דבני גד ובני ראובן, and therefore it has to be like the tanaim b'nei gad b'nei ruven. So same mahalach. He's doing a ma'aseh shalem, but you have the siyata of tanai b'nei gad b'nei ruven that allows you to be mevatel the ma'aseh if the tanai is in mekuyim. So it emerges then that in the case of gerushin al tanai, the baal does a ma'aseh gerushin b'shlemuso. And the gerushin should be chal, but there's a new derech that has no parallel in the physical world to prevent the chalos gerushin b'emtzaut ha'tanai. So we already saw in a previous shiur that according to Reb Shimon, the kiyum or the tanai, the bitl tanai, is part of the siba for the kiyum achalos and the bitl achalos. So we explain, otherwise you run into trouble of the misubav being before the siba. There's a bayati meod. So we have this kedushin that includes the chalos kedushin that includes the tanai. That's the chiddush of the Torah. In another place, Reb Shimon distinguishes between kavana and ratzon. Kavana is a mental act, avoides hamoyach b'lashono, that can't be done al tanai. Ratzon, according to Reb Shimon, is a matzav inyanim. It's a situation. It's not a pe'ula. And here you can say that the husband wants to be Makadesh the Isha if she gives him a time zuz. And he doesn't want to be, there's no rotzen to be Makadesh her if she doesn't give him the time zuz. And therefore, b'nedarim, where everything is established because of the ratzon of the mekadesh, you don't need a tanai kafel, and you don't need other pratim ifuchas tanaim, because the neder is chal mikoach ratzono shel anoder. So it's all telling in his ratzon. So he doesn't have to come on to dinei tanaim. Normally, when there's a maisa, you have to come on to dinei tanaim to establish ratzon. When it comes to Nedarim, which is all Talu in Ratzon, you don't need to come on to Dinei Tanaim. Let's see what he says. Dine biarnu besugya detnai barichut mishum achi katua tosvot ktubot nun vav amud alef deha detnai mevatel maase chidushu ubisvarayin shayach sheyevatel tnai et maase mishum shebechol makom ena dibur poel kim gilui ratzon she'al maase vemaase akinyan hu apoel mishum achi sfir lu letosvot tein shayach maase kinyan al tnai. Which is impossible. Tanaim avatal mais is a chiddush. Besvar, it doesn't work. Prime Shmulevitz. Talmidim of Gedolim Shel Reb Shimon says this in his, he says that in his Shiurim to Nedarim, which were published, and then also in the Shari Chaim Maseches Kedushin, which came out in Yerushalayim in 1989, Tavshin Memtes, he writes the Inei Shamati me either Adoni Avi Mori V'Rabi, or maybe it means Adoni Mori V'Rabi. The name and reign of Rabbeinu, maybe it means Rav Shimon, maybe it means his father. Shabir had misvara he called tonight Choshev Kumvatel as a Maisa. To mishum da Maisa lo shaycha she osa ala sofik. The boyfriend zeh osa, boyfriend zeh inu osa. Mod lo shaych lachbor bor al tonight. She can abor chofer al kol panem betenoy lab midiu. Kmokenu bekedushin al tonight. Dilav shu makadesh shu eno makadesh. Nedo shu makadesh shu eno makadesh. Aval yevshel akadesh shal ofim misuim. Either you're marrying her, you're not marrying her. Either you dug the pit, or you didn't dig the pit. What's this tonight? It's a complete maisa. This is in Simon Yud Zayin. Eladu osa asiyam yuchedes shel tanai begeder tanai milsacharisi tanai something else. Teshtei achalois miskayemes bekiyum atanayim misbatelas bebitula. That you have outside of this maisa shalom, you have this tanai, which is the maisa is going to be contingent on this tanai. Vizeyav shel asos deloasi diblo mervatel maisa.
You can't do this. You can't have a Tanai Milsa Achrisi that it's gonna, everything's gonna be contingent on the Tanai. But you have the Chiddush of the Torah of Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain. They made a Tanai, Moshe Rabbeinu, Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain. That if you pass over, you get your portion. If you don't pass over and fight, you don't get your portion. So you learn from there that there's also Tanai in our daily dealings. That's on page Nun Zion. And Shiur Prime on Maseches Nedarim. And excuse me. In Simon Chof Gimel in Maseches Kedushin, he writes the Maisa Aknov Chadom Lo Shach Klal Shiyoser Rak Aloifin Mesuyim. The name of the Bofin Zeh Makne or Bofin Zeh No Makne. Shakno Inyan Shel Metzius. Kevin Shikne Hikne Lo Shach Klal It Loisa Beoifin Mesuyim. Vegam Bedas Bnei Adam Lo Shach Tanai. Shlagoyim Bedat Elasas Maase Zeh Shuoser VeMaisa Al Kol Afanim Unase. Mashen Arotz Shachol Chalot Zeh Atzar Echad Loim Hani Midi. Begeder tanai uchalois miyuchedes. Begeder tanai milsachrisa. Dainu shemaisu mitzaratzmo chayel b'muchlot. Vasa sin afredes shel tanai. Shebitla tanai yivatel es. Hamaisa v'davazelo erev shemalei chedash shetar parashas gnei gadu gnei ruvain. Same idea. That it doesn't help that you don't want it to happen. It's happening automatically. You need b'nei gadu b'nei ruvain to save you. Vehem kavana gam kein. Davi avodas moach ein shayich tanai. Davi kmo maisa. When it comes to kavana, this is avodas moach. So there's no. It's like a maisa. Can't be made contingent. Avol benedarim. Avol benedarim. Kevin shadibur hu rak his scalus rotzon. Vigra poel wa Torah, but nedarim. The poel is the Torah, and the dibur is just this galus of ratzon. Kevin sheberatzon shayich beitnai said kavana. It's no shayich tonight. Kavana is happening. It's automatic. It's a maisa. It's like a maisa. But in ratzon, you can make it tonight. The Torah allows you to make it tonight. Dal dazein a rotzel lechein a Torah gam kein poel asal tonight. But nimtza demashe tonight mevatel anevet svaru. Flame the obinion called Gidreya Tanaim. That since by Nidarim, The whole essence of the neder is what a person wants. And the Torah makes it happen. And since in Ratzon, you can have it tonight, Val daze eino rotze. You don't need to come on to Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven. Chenetor gam ken poelas al tonight. So it emerges that tonight's mevatel the neder is a svara. And therefore, you don't need all the gidrei tanaim, because it's all tolerating the person's ratzon. If the person doesn't have the ratzon, then normally you have a maisa. And a maisa, it's not tolerating you. If you did the maisa, you did the maisa. So therefore, you need the chiddush of the Torah of tanaim. By nidarim, where it's all tolerating your ratzon, and the Torah creates the neder, so there, if you don't have a ratzon, so then there's no neder. So you don't have to come on to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. So we understand the primary difference between kinyanim, like kedushin gerushin, kinyan mamon, and neder. Ta kinyan poel adam mikocho. והקניין נפעל בסופו של דבר מכוח מעשה הקניין שעשה המקנה. מעשה הקניין אומנם מורכב גם מיסוד מנטלי של כוונה. So you have this maisa kinyan, and you have this kavana, and if you didn't intend to do the maisa kinyan, it's nothing. If you intended to do it, you didn't. But if you did intend to do it, then you can't be masne. That's part of the maisa kinyan. That's like the maisa kinyan. You had kavana. And therefore you need the chiddush of the Torah of that if you don't have a ratzon for the maisa to be chal, if the condition isn't fulfilled, you can do so. That's the chiddush of the Torah. But by neder, it all depends on his ratzon. You don't need a maisa, you don't need kavana. So since you can have ratzon al tanai, then if the tanai was makuyam, then he had a ratzon, and if not. So when it all revolves around your ratzon, then you don't need to come on to the chiddush of the Torah. It all depends on his ratzon. Of course, they make it tonight. But when it comes to a maisa that's independent, you don't need any help from the tanai. Excuse me, the tanai shouldn't be mal or morid because you did a complete maisa. There, you need the chiddush of the Torah that if you don't have ratzon, it's not chal. So obviously, this is a huge topic, but b'mizgeret hashiurim shelanu on Reb Shimon. We have been zocha to have a little bit of a taste, and we should be zocha to continue. Lo modu l'lamed lishma v'la'as l'kaimus kol divrei samot arasu v'havo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.